Now for the occasional series we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask our guests to tell us about the songs they can't get out of their heads. Now, we were talking just a few minutes ago about the Golden Globe nominations, and we noted that not every fine performance this year was acknowledged by the Foreign Press Association, which gives out the Golden Globes. One of those was by Michael B. Jordan. He had what many critics consider a breakthrough performance in the film Fruitvale Station. Michael B. Jordan spoke with us about the film when it came out this summer, and he also shared the songs that are on his personal playlist.
Hey guys, my name is Michael B. Jordan. One of the songs that I really like right now is Spaceship Coupe by Justin Timberlake.
Listen. Everybody's looking for the flyest thing to say. Flyest thing to say. But I just want to fly, fly away with you.
And the reason why I like it so much is, you know, whether you're a guy dating a girl, whether you're a girl dating a guy, it's just you and this other person. You're just trusting the other person, and you're going on this ride through outer space, through life. And I really like that a lot. We can't take an airplane, but we're going is way too high. Going where the day sky turns into night. I got the window special tinted for the stars that get too bright. Saved you a seat, so let's ride. Hop into my spaceship coupe. There's only room for two. Another song that I'm listening to right now is Love Hate Thing off of Wale's new album, The Gifted.
Hold me tight. Let me go. In my heart.
And it's that love hate, the yin and the yang that you get with anything. You love it, and at the same time, you hate it, but you gotta take one with the other.
Ain't no love in the heart of city, that's what they tell me. Beef it over 100, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UDC, sitting in taxi cabs with daddy roaming the streets. Seven hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear it, all the American tees. This 06, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys to sell them, you don't get the beef. Make one, get the piece,
get the beef. Another song that I'm listening to right now is called Let Nas Down by J. Cole. And I really enjoy the song because, you know, you're speaking from a place of, you know, somebody that you look up to. You want to do the best that you can. The people that you really want to, you know, get some validation from, they may not always, you know, connect with it. But it always pushes you to move forward and to work harder and come, you know, come correct. Come harder than you came before.
I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. My thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. And since I wanted to draw, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped Steelmatic, rocked the cleanest for long. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now and got Adidas galore. Backstage, I shook his hand, let him know that he's the man. When he said he was a fan, it was too hard to understand.
It's a cool song. So those are the songs and the artists that I'm listening to right now.
I can't believe I let Nas down. Damn, my heart sunk in my stomach. I can't believe I let Nas down. I got defensive on the phone, resentment was in my tone. Long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID, my mentor, and I let the story begin. I couldn't help but think that maybe I had...
That was actor Michael B. Jordan telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our previous conversation with him, visit our website. Go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then Tell Me More.